You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. We have got the Super Bowl coming up, of course, this week, and talk about a man that has probably covered more big sporting events than any man I personally consider a friend. Mike Stevpak joining us before his trip to New Orleans. Mr. Stevpak, good morning, sir.
John, hello.
How are you, bud?
Happy Wednesday.
Great. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. When you go to New Orleans?
This time tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Mike, is that like the best place for a Super Bowl?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think, you know, as far as needing and wanting anything and everything you could ask for in a location or a venue.
Walking distance, right, great restaurants, yeah, just the people. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, there's no better place. Yeah. And this would be what number is this? I think 11th, 9th, something like that.
That they've had up there? We've talked, Jim and I talked.
I mean,
I've only been to three. Dallas was the worst. San Diego was bizarre because there you have to take a trolley to this place and something else to another place. But New Orleans, I don't remember driving. We went over to Keele, Mississippi to do a story on fire like everybody else did. I can't think of driving anywhere else. No. We walked everything.
It's great.
Yeah,
love it.
Well, when you go there multiple times and you realize that, you know, your ninth trip to the quarter is plenty.
Yeah, right.
You get in a car and you drive that beautiful city and find so many wonderful places outside of the quarter.
Yeah,
that makes the quarter look like Kittyland.
Right, I believe
and,
that.
It's a beautiful city, and I try to get out of the quarter as often as I can, and we'll be doing it again this weekend.
So who are you working for this weekend, Mike?
I'm working for Fox Sports.
Okay, because CBS is okay with that, huh?
Well, Fox is doing a Super Bowl.
I know. You work for CBS, though, but CBS is allowing you to work for Fox? No.
No.
Okay.
No.
You back know, up. Hang on. I got to get this one straight.
I work for Fox Sports, John.
Yes.
That's Mike Stevpak.
I know, but
welcome, Mike. I
know
that.
I know what I'm thinking. Your partners went to CBS.
No, they went to ESPN.
Mike, throw him some cover.
So God, just God. Keep trying, John. You're getting
eventually.
Right.
Wow.
Hey, Mike.
I just got to follow your career a little bit better.
You know, Mike, the Super Bowl, I think it's going to be a great Super Bowl. I've got my favorite. But you know, they always want to stir up some kind of controversy. So there's a couple things going on. One, obviously, is are the refs favoring the Chiefs? The other one is that, and this isn't really getting legs, but the whole that it's two African-American quarterbacks, you know, I don't know. That's, I don't think that's a story. But the president...
I think that's already happened.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, and that's... Yeah.
It's still in there, Johnny. They're still trying to stir it up.
When Doug Williams...
I agree.
Mike. Okay, great story. Yada, yada. Open up the gates for everything. And that was 25 years ago, whatever.
Right.
It's like, it's really? Like, that's still a story?
They're trying to make that one a story.
Yeah.
That ref thing is a story. But the big story now is first president ever to attend a Super Bowl. I will tell you something. The fans will not like that because the security when they show up is unbelievable.
And I believe that.
How'd you like to be on the same skybox floor that he's on? You realize what a pain it's going to be to get in there and leave your skybox and go to the bathroom and ugh.
A pain for so many reasons, but I digress.
Let's talk about the game. I know you're covering the game, but
how do you see it?
Do you think it's gonna be a good one?
I think Philadelphia is a better team, but how can you bet against the Chiefs?
You can't.
You can't.
Patrick Mahomes is beyond something. He doesn't look the part. He like somebody had a great example. He said when Patrick Mahomes runs, he reminds me of a guy at a Major League Baseball game who just bought a full beer and is trying to chase down a foul ball that just came into the stands. He doesn't want to spill his beer.
That's a great description.
Yeah. He doesn't look it. He doesn't run it. But he just gets it done. He's the closest thing. Mike, you tell me. You've seen a million games up close. He's the closest thing to a Joe Montana I've ever seen in that he doesn't look like Dan Marino, doesn't throw like Dan Marino, but the ball is exactly where it has to be, and he refuses to lose.
It has to be, and the passes are complete.
Yep.
They're accurate.
Yep.
Somehow they get there, and again, they win.
Yep.
Right.
Never seen anything like it. And same thing with Andy Reid.
And I think it's great that Andy Reid said, I'm going to be back next year. Because all that drama, I just can't stand
that. Would be
that.
The story this week.
Right. So he kind of put that
nip that one in the bud.
Right. I think that's great. But what do you, just tell me what you think, Mike, about this whole referee thing.
It's akin to when I heard so many times, including last night, about how the Packer fans and fans around the country have an extreme dislike for Joe Buck and Troy Aikman because they assume that Buck and Aikman hate Green Bay, hate the Packers. First, I would say, why? Just like the officials, why would the officials have be a conspiracy? There's absolutely no reason for it. So people look for things. When there is success, adulation, uncanny abilities, fame. People often, and this is true in any walk of life, people look for some ways to chip away at it.
To knock them off. Yeah, you're right.
Whether they feel better about themselves or whatever the psychological reasoning for it is, it just doesn't make any sense. That's when you said, this is controversy over officiating and the Chiefs. And I just, the first, why would there be any reasoning?
Right.
That to happen?
Mike, I agree with you 100%, and it's not like the whole league has had this super secret meeting. Hey, everybody, the Chiefs need our help. They don't need anybody's help. Right. So I think it's ridiculous.
Guys, if that was the case, it would be in reverse.
Right.
The officiating would be for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Because enough of the Chiefs. Knock them off their perch. Let's make the league a little bit more sound and have a different champion.
Right.
Wouldn't that make more sense?
Yep.
I think Mahomes brought a little bit of that on himself, though, in the game when he was running out of bounds and he slowed down. And then, when flying ash over teacups, as we used to say, I think that was a bad move on his part. Didn't you, Mike?
Listen, there's moments throughout the season of the game that you take back. Do I think it was intentional? Maybe slightly.
Yeah.
But how can you fault him? You can't fault the guy. He's just a winner and goes about it the right way.
I don't like his wife.
I do. Like what he stands for. I just think he's a great representative for the youth.
I don't like his brother either.
Well, his brother I care for, but
yeah.
I think he's got a cousin that's kind of a jag.
Does he?
But other than that, I don't know.
All right. So anyway, Mike Stepak, Fox Sports. How many years for you now, my friend? And here's a funny story. I was reading a little thing in your Facebook about 1979. You started as a runner for CBS. So did I.
Right.
I did too. Isn't that funny? The guy who's
that
now,
Mike's where he is. And
the guy
where you
who
are?
Sat next to me from Udemy away in broadcasting 301 class is now the president of CBS telecast or something. Mike Arnold. What's his title?
Arnold, long time director. Still directs, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he hired me the day Stanford against Arizona State to be a grip type thing with Jim Lampley. Remember Jim Lampley?
Oh, yeah.
Very well.
Mike?
Great boxing announcer.
Yes, great boxing announcer. Lee Grosskopf was the other guy. And that's the type, when I had to line up the coaches' interviews before the game, it was Frank Cush and Bill Walsh was the head coach of Stanford.
Yeah.
And that's the time I had
opposite ends of the coin.
Pardon?
Opposite ends of the coin with those two.
Oh, completely opposite ends of the quarry. Yes. Right. And that's the time it's the first time I'd ever had headphones. I never heard myself in headphones. They told me to check the mics before I put them on.
And that was it, huh?
That was it.
That was it?
That was the start. I was doing check. One, two.
That planted your seed in yourself?
Yeah. That was it.
And look
that
where
was
he is.
The spark.
Look where he is now, Mike.
Look where I am. Look where you are. Look where Mike Arnold is.
I can't talk about you and I, John, but I can say there's a huge separation between both of us and Mike Arnold.
So. I don't know what happened. I don't know where it went. I don't know where it went. Man. Actually,
if you can go back and think about it, John, you can probably come up with a few reasons.
I mentioned that to you, though.
I could.
That's where we both had that spark by being runners at the bottom rung of what you could possibly
do.
Yeah.
And I've told this story 1,000 times. I'm not going to tell it again, but you have Mike Arnold to thank. I have Lee Rimmel to thank.
Oh, Lee Remmel. Anybody that's ever dealt with Lee Remmel would thank him for just being Lee Remmel.
I would not be where I am.
Yeah.
I would not have done all that I've been able to do.
Yeah.
In television sports without Lee Remmel.
Yeah.
And I think about that all the time to this day. And my gratitude for him is tremendous and always will be. And anyway,
they don't make Lee Remmel anymore.
No, but Lee Remmel, I just want to say Lee Remmel, I got to know him after, because he spoke a couple times.
I knew Lee Remmel. He was a friend of mine.
No, sir, I'm just saying, Lee Remmel. I know, whatever.
Just saying.
He kind of only knew football, though. He was hard
to...
Huh?
No.
Well, he'd been a sports reporter for a lot of years.
His knowledge, width and breadth of sports knowledge, for that era.
Yeah, he could tell you Mickey Mantle stories.
Savant.
He's a savant
of sports.
Sorry, Mayor. He was
Of sports. Yes.
I've never talked to him about French cooking.
Okay. Well, I tried.
Why?
No, I told you that. I just want to tell you.
He's from Shawano, for God's sake.
Okay, yeah. Right. So, Mike, I just want to tell you one story. And I loved Lee Remmel. He did a lot for the city. He went to his banquets. Anyway, we went to a dinner one time, and it was one of those fancy dinners. I think there was 12 of us there. And they put the name tags so you didn't sit, like, next to your wife. And they wanted to, like, mix up the crowd. And my wife, this is back in 2003, 4, knew nothing about sports. And they sat her next to Lee Remmel. I thought, well, this is going to be an interesting dinner.
Yeah.
So anyway, they kind of communicated. It was just she was asking him about his family, the Christian have kids, asking about Thanksgiving. It wasn't his biggest holiday. It was more like the sports games. Anyway, he was a great guy. I loved him, but I'm just saying that he was, like you said, he was a savant on sports.
Yes.
He was just a gentleman. He was a polite, great guy.
Lovely wife, Noreen.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't make him like Lee Remmel anymore in that business, do they, Mike?
No, they don't.
No, it's
whole different game.
Yeah, whole different game. We're with Mike Stepak, Fox Sports, going to be working the Super Bowl. Mike, we're going to be sending a quick break in just a little bit. Can you stick around?
Sure.
Thanks, Mike.
This morning, so you, let's move it along.
You what?
I got to teach.
Oh.
You can move it along.
Sorry. Wow. We're not even going to talk about your disc jockeying days at Sebastian's.
Thank you.
Every time we do that, we're not going to do it this time. There you go. Mike Stepak, Fox Sports.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Now, Mino and the Mayor's laughter at 21 after.
Halloween brings out the neighbors, though, man. My neighbors come out, you know. I'm friendly, but I'm not neighborly. I don't come out of my house and wave if I see the guy across the street. You know, you see a lot of people. Hey, Frank! How's it going? Oh, lawn looks good! Looks good! That ain't me. I come out of my house, head down, hop in the car. Gone. Gone. This woman across the street, God, she's always in our business. I can't stand her. She was coming over. I saw her through the window. I said, look at this. Here she come. Here she come. She comes over. She's like, I noticed you're not part of the Teal Pumpkin program. I said, what's that? Well, you paint a pumpkin teal green, and that signifies that your home hands out non-food items. So we are handing out spider rings, necklaces, notepads. I said, get the fuck off my porch.
The one and only Sebastian Maniscalco is bringing his Laugh Out Loud comedy to the Rush Center Saturday, February 15th at 7 p.m. Call or text in now for your chance to win. 920-264-0606. That's 920-264-0606. Or text in on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor's Laughter at 21 After on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. We're with Mike Stepak, Fox Sports, on his way to New Orleans to cover the Super Bowl. Mike, talk us through game day for what you do and your folks do. Give us a little behind the curtain.
Well, it's going to be certainly different for the Super Bowl. I will not be doing what I normally do on the road during the season, which is the graphics and Fox Box. Primarily tomorrow, Friday, I'm going to be working with Rich Russo, our director, and coordinating the on-field activities prior, talk about player introductions, and then the post-game trophy presentations, things like that. So coordinating the cameras, personnel. We have we bring in high school players, high school football teams around New Orleans to come in and act as the two teams. So we do intros and we line up plays. They get camera angles set. We do all that on Friday. It's pretty intensive. And then we also, as I said, do the trophy presentation, rehearsal. On Saturday, we've got production meetings in the city at the Four Seasons, and those will be pretty intensive and extensive. So we're talking about the broadcast and more than anything else. I mean, certainly this is a different game, but for this production crew, Richie Zions, the producer, and I said Rich Russo, the director, they're well versed in this. This is, I think, their sixth Super Bowl, and outstanding people, gentlemen, and professionals. So the game preparation is not that different. It's all the external stuff that is a pain, but has to be dealt with.
Will you be handling that from in the truck or on the field?
I'll be on the field on Friday. On the field on Friday. On John, I get to wear headsets, John.
Wow.
So
looking cool.
And then Sunday, I will be in the truck helping out with specialty graphics and things of that nature, things that I notice, not only on the field, but not only for graphics, but also I'm looking for maybe key plays through the game that we can store and bring back at a time maybe later in the game. For example, a missed extra point or a near interception, things that could have gone the other way and changed the outcome of the game. So that's kind of what I'm doing.
That's cool, man. There's a million guys I know that would give their arm for your job.
And, Mike, I got to ask you, talk about, you know, the plays you're going to replay. But, you know, we talked about, you know, the refs, the president. But something else that's a little controversy, this whole tush push. And you see that Mark Murphy is totally against it. And other people are like, hey, look, you know. And
That's because they couldn't do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Dude, so the Eagles like that.
Well, hey, listen, if it's working, if it works and it's legal, do it because it works.
But it used to be such.
It may not work as well as it used to, but still is.
It used to be such a thing. I mean, like, you know, the iconic picture that Vern Beaver took of Bart Starr's quarterback sneak to win the Ice Bowl. Chuck Marcin, people always thought that he was signaling touchdown when he was on top of Starr, basically. And he was showing the refs, I'm not pushing him in. I'm not pushing. Because that was such a penalty years ago. If you aided a guy in any way moving forward.
Right. Correct. So very smart on his part, but he was an Ivy League guy.
Absolutely.
There you go.
And Marquette High School from Milwaukee.
Okay. Can't beat that.
He got screwed over bad, though. Lombardi screwed him over. Chuck Marcin was one of the main reasons the Packers won that Super Bowl. He, on that correct. Final drive, he was.
Well, championship.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't see championship. He was so instrumental on final drive. It was incredible, okay? Mm-hmm. So they win that. They're going to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. He never got into one play in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
They had Ben Wilson play instead of him. And Chuck Marcin, who had all of his people come visiting and whatever,
I bet.
Never stepped on the field.
Yeah, I'm sure that ate at him for the rest of his life.
It kind of did.
Ben Wilson lost his contact lenses, and he still didn't get it.
That's right. Remember in the end zone, they're digging around trying to find his contact lenses. You're right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Remember those details. Anyway, Mark was just saying that star that was talent, and there's no talent in a tush push.
Well, no, but Buffalo tried it, too. I'll tell you what was weird was when the announcers, Tony Romo in that last week.
Right.
For the Bills game, he says, well, you know, I was talking with some of the coaches in their film study. They kind of see the tendency that Josh Allen always wants to go to his left. And he kept trying to go to his left, and they kept stuffing him. And it's almost like, hey, coaches for Buffalo,
you listening to this guy? You may want to go the other way.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly right, Mike.
So, Mike, do you guys is do you go to? The, I mean, there's so many parties down there, right? I mean, this party, that party. I mean, that's got to be.
Yeah.
Does that get old?
Yeah. All right. I mean, listen, is somehow I've gotten to this age of mine. I still can't believe it, but no, I mean, parties are great. Normally it's a cameo appearance for me because I don't need and want to stick around for all that hoopla. I really don't. What means the most to me is I got an invite for Friday night. There's a Fox Pacific production dinner limited to not many people, and I got invited to it. And
okay, cool.
It couldn't have meant more to me that they would think of me and want me to be there. And I'm honored, privileged, and lucky.
That's awesome, Mike. Congratulations,
that's
Mike. Yeah, that's going to be fantastic. Hey, Mike, so if something goes wrong with the player introductions, it's you, right?
Of course.
Okay. And if you need somebody to carry your bags or anything, I'm pretty free this weekend.
If the introductions go right.
Yeah,
that's right.
All right. It works both ways.
Thank you. Great point.
All right,
Mike, thanks, Mike. Have a great trip to New Orleans, buddy.
Thank you.
Look forward to talking to you when you get back. All right, get out of here. Mike Stiefvack, Fox Sports, going now to cover the Super Bowl. He's had a phenomenal career, just a fantastic career, and good for him. When we come back, we're talking with Chris Leonard, headlines for the Press Times, and Matt Rentmeester, Golden Apple Awards. Got a lot of great guests coming up. Stay with us.
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Yesterday, Governor Tony Evers announced his plans to invest over $145 million to address PFAS contamination across Wisconsin as part of his new biennial budget. The plan would help municipalities and private well owners with assistance with testing and eliminating PFAS from drinking water. PFAS are a group of man-made chemicals used in products like nonstick cookware, food wrappers, and even firefighting foam. The EPA estimates more than 6,800 cancer cases every year are related to PFAS in drinking water. Working from home could be a thing of the past for state employees if Wisconsin Republicans have their way. They've introduced legislation that would require state employees to return to their offices. The bill would require all state employees and workers at the Universities of Wisconsin system to return to the office by July, as many continue to work from home. Governor Tony Evers has expressed opposition to forcing a return to the office, saying remote work allows state agencies to hire the best candidates from anywhere in Wisconsin. Employees who were allowed to work from home before the pandemic would still be allowed to do so. Overdose aid kits are now in every middle and high school in the Oshkosh Area School District. The district partnered with the Clinton Global Initiative Overdose Response Network to install the kit, which contain naloxone nasal spray, CPR breathing barriers, fentanyl testing strips, and information about treatment and recovery. A community event on Friday, February 7th at 1 p.m. will be at Vell Phillips Middle School and will feature a video visit from U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, State Senator Jesse James, personal testimonies, and naloxone training. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
All right, later on this morning, another chance to win with laughter at 21 after. Those are tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco at the Rush Center on February 15th. After 8 o'clock, we chat with Jim and Greg with HME Home Medical. And after 8:30 this morning, Terry Barr with another slice of Wisconsin. Now back to Mino and the Mayor with John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Let's talk about one of the cool events that they hold around this area by the Green Bay Chamber of Commerce. We've got Chris Leonard, headlines for the Press Times. Chris, of course, the editor and a tremendous author with her brand new book about Curly Lambo. And Matt Rentmeester, we're talking about the Golden Apple Awards. Welcome, you two.
Good morning.
Matt, this is a big deal. I mean, this Golden
Apple, it's a fun deal.
It just checks so many boxes. It's recognition for an industry that needs more recognition. I mean, people don't understand how hard they work. And it's fun for the community to kind of see these people. So tell us, Golden Apple Awards. It's big day yesterday.
Absolutely. We announced to
all of the winners yesterday. So we have 8 winners from.
Did you walk into their classes?
We did. That's we got awesome. To go into the classes. We had family members coming in. We had mentors coming in with a lot of tears, a lot of excitement, and the kids were just
That's
wild.
Cool. That's cool.
Yeah, it was an excellent. It's 32 years we've had this program.
Wow.
32 years of recognizing, I think, with yesterday, 256 Golden Apple winners in the Green Bay, greater
that's
Green
phenomenal.
Bay area.
You only select 8? Well, that's going to be tough.
It is. It's very difficult. We have.
How do you do it?
It's an. I mean, we get thousands of applications that come in.
I know.
We have hundreds of teachers that fill out the full form, and then it is whittled down by screeners. All the way down to a judging panel that has to figure it out. It really comes down to literally just percentage.
Wow.
0.00%.
So, I mean, this, right. This isn't just some participation award. This is this is big time.
They are so impressive. Yeah. What we do, we've refined the process a little bit. It used to be in-person interviews all the time.
Yeah.
Now they have to send in video of them.
Oh, wow.
Send in that to review. So that we can look back and score and do all of that. But it really, the emotional level of it is fantastic.
I heard
Todd has something.
I was just going to say, for those who don't know what the Golden Apple Awards are, can we explain that a little bit?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Sure. The Greater Green Bay Chamber, along with a lot of community representation years ago, decided that it was really important to recognize the great educators in the area. And this was a time where businesses wanted to have a better intersection with the education community and the business community, working so that we could look at the soft skills, look at the workforce that we have here. And it was the brainchild of Don Long Sr. From Imperial.
Oh.
And he thought, what a cool way to do something like an Oscars for teachers in our area. So...
And not just with the award, but the whole presentation process is really cool.
It is.
I mean, it's an event.
It is an event that it is come in, dressed to the nines.
Yep.
We do it at the Oneida Hotel, and it is one of those where everyone comes out. They're full glitz and glamour.
It's one of the big social events of the year.
It is.
It's more of a Cinderella moment.
Yeah. It is. It is. And we want the focus to be on the educators.
I just want to jump in, though. Jim and I always talk, inevitably, when we talk about somebody, what was the spark? Where did it start? And it was some teacher that probably didn't even realize what a spark they were providing that led, a lot of times in music, it's that way, but these teachers, so it's great you recognize them because so many times they've impacted somebody, but other than that one person, nobody knows.
And there's a lot of great parents out there, but the teacher just, I don't know, they just look up at a certain age, it's like, well, my teacher said this. It's like, well, I said this. Well, but my teacher said that. And they really respect these teachers, and I think they know now, I don't know if they knew when we were kids, just how influential they are in these kids' lives. It's unbelievable. Like Johnny said, we get people in here and it's like, you know, what made you pursue this career, this path or this music? And it 9 out of 10 times it's a teacher.
Yeah. One of the things that was really impactful yesterday was we went out, it was at Pulaski Community Middle School, and they brought in, as part of the surprise, 4 of her mentor teachers.
Wow.
And, 3 of them were out of retirement that came back, and she was. That's where the emotion started.
Well, a good friend of ours, Vanessa. She runs the program here for. She's on the school board in Bayport, and she runs a program, Feed Our Starving Children, that Jim and I kind of helped take part in. But at Bayport, what they would do is students. I think when they were graduating, I hope Vanessa, if you're listening, please call in and correct me if on this. But they were allowed to bring back like a mentor who. And that meant so much to her. We don't, you know, sometimes we're grown-ups, and it's like, but when you are acknowledged for something that you've helped somebody, that's still a really great feeling. And Chris, that's cool that the Press Times is so big with this.
Yeah, we're one of the sponsors, and it was, it's always fun to go in the classrooms. And first of all, you're looking from the teacher's angle, looking at these kids at, you know, 8:30 in the morning who don't want to be there and are barely awake. And just trying to engage them. I just can't imagine what that challenge is, you know, and all the rewards that they get to see with these kids, too. It's you know, there were a lot of tears. I went to the first 4 yesterday. I could make it to, and a lot of tears and a lot of, the Ashwaubenon High School is the one that stuck with me.
Why?
Just the reaction from her. She was totally unprepared. She had no idea it was coming.
Wow.
You know, didn't have... You guys were talking about makeup this morning.
Yes. Thank you for listening.
She said she had no makeup on. She had her hair in a messy bun, totally unprepared.
To teach.
And it just, it overwhelmed her. She couldn't even
You know what this reminds me of and what you guys are saying about this? Have you ever seen the video? I'm sure you've seen it. Where for the NFL Hall of Fame, where they'll have everybody in a hotel and the one guy always goes and knocks on the door.
Yeah.
And it's just, oh, it's like, it's him. They're delivering that message.
Yeah.
It sounds like the same. Well,
we do.
On a local scale, but same type of thing.
The planning for this, to keep it a surprise, is something where there is a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
I mean, we reach out, we talk to the superintendents, we talk to the principals, and we're like, all right, this is embargoed information. Keep it quiet so that we can make a genuine surprise.
And we're with Chris Leonard, Headlines with a Press Time, and Matt Rentmeester, Golden Apple Award.
I was going to say that it, because you got to get security clearance to get in there. I mean,
schools
are a lot tighter than they were when we were kids. I just want to say, I don't, you said that kids that, today, kids want to be in school. These good teachers. I mean, that wasn't
not at 8:30 in the morning.
I didn't have that gene. I know that. But man, some of them are just they can't wait to go to school. I mean, that's
well,
a great
to
great
say
great
it,
teacher.
But sometimes the home life is tougher than going to school. I mean, you know, and the teachers can make such. I remember this teacher telling me one time they had parent teacher things, and this one girl's parent had never come, and it was like the last one of the year or whatever. Okay, and. And she said, oh, my gosh, my daughter talks about how, you know, you're just the greatest in her eyes and how you and her talk and you're blah, 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 blah. And he thought to himself, she's the most quiet girl, didn't say a word. We didn't have this kind of given forth. But in her mind, she did. And that was like almost like an escape for her. Was she admired this teacher, but was too shy to even talk. But she would tell her mom how much she loved this teacher. And that teacher was like overwhelmed. It's like, damn it, why didn't I do more? You know, for that one. So it's a give. It's both ways between, you know, the students and the teachers.
A teacher
the
can
impact.
Make a difference in somebody's life. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So 8 recipients.
Correct.
Thousands of nominations. Is it true I was 9th?
Does NWTC,
I'll have to go look at the rubric.
Yeah. I don't know if NWTC part-time teachers are included in this list.
I don't.
They should be.
Oh, thank you, Johnny.
Yeah.
Anyway, what a cool event, 32 years. And tell us a little bit about, it's televised.
That
right?
in itself is hard to keep something going.
And weren't you one of the first in the country?
We were. Yeah, it was one of those where it was modeled. There was a couple other programs around, but when they were looking at it back in their early 90s, it was a program where there was a couple teacher recognition things, but nothing to this scale. And it has been mimicked and replicated in other parts of the country. And
which is great.
Yeah. Awesome.
I mean, you want to do that. I think we need more of that because those things go a long, long, long way, and it's a great example.
And there are things like this that have come and gone.
Right.
You lose sponsorship, or you lose it. So to keep it going for 32 years, whatever you guys have been doing, congrats. I mean, having a great sponsor like this is
absolutely
huge, but you got to have them.
I think if someone is thinking of going into teaching, which is an admirable career, to seek out someone who won the Golden Apple Award. I mean, it's just, because I tell students, go to the best. Ask them, how'd you do it? What was it? What would you like? What you didn't like? And because they've worked hard, and these awards don't fall in their lap. I mean, it's the extra time they put in, and just these connection they have with the students. I mean, I know quite a few of your recipients, and they're just awesome teachers.
Yeah,
they didn't hit the kids with the rulers over the fingers, Johnny, like we had.
Well, and it's a really great variety this year, too. I mean, we're spreading across. We have Ashwaubenon, Pulaski, Bayport, Green Bay Schools, Catholic Schools. We had a Holy Family. I think it was their first recipient this year that they had at Holy Family. And that fourth grade classroom was wild.
I can imagine.
That was one of the more exciting
Hey, you know what I saw? Cool. This is off topic a little bit. All right. You know what I saw at the grocery store the other day? A nun. In the old habit.
Oh, yeah.
The exact same old. I didn't know any of them wore those anymore.
Yeah.
She had the white thing here, whatever.
Well,
they
live
thing.
Right up here on Nicolet.
But they wear those old uniforms.
Some of the old. Yeah.
I was surprised. I didn't know any of them wore that. I went to Catholic school where that was what everybody wore.
And so you had flashbacks.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you what was traumatic.
He was looking for a ruler, right?
I'm going to tell you what was traumatic. When, your last day of school, you're in like the fifth grade. and the nuns are all, you know, the rosary beads and yada, yada, yada. You go back in September, and all of a sudden they're wearing skirts and, like, a blouse. And it's, oh, Sister Rosalie, it was weird.
Wow, sister, you were hot. Yeah, I just.
Oh, my God, Jim, why is it so weird?
I don't know. But, he's always got to go in that direction.
And they're blaming me being painkillers this morning.
Sign of the cross. I'm doing the same.
Me too. I'm right with you.
Blocking schools my whole life.
Unbelievable. Look, okay, you guys can stick around. We're going to talk more about this. I want to talk a little bit more, Chris, if it's okay with you, about something else. I've had so many people, I don't know why, recently, say, Mino, how do you write a book? What's the process? Yada, 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 yada. You and I are kind of on the same level of how we write our books. I'd like you to explain it a little bit, because obviously you've done it, and I'm sure you've got another one in you someplace, right, that's going to be written.
Yep.
And I just get a lot of people, so I want you to help me explain that whole process, because there's a lot of people that want to write books right now.
Okay.
So, all right. It's never been easier in some ways as far as with, you know, the mechanics of putting it together. So just want to hit on that. And you're going to write a book, aren't you?
Yeah. No.
Are you going to, did you say you were going to write a book?
I have a book. I wrote a book.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Green Bay's Other Quarterback.
Oh, didn't
are
know
you,
that.
Are you joking?
No.
I never knew this.
Yeah.
Why do we learn stuff like this about you? We've been working together 2 years.
He doles it out in little pieces. Yeah. Doesn't he just need to know?
I just don't need to.
He's an onion.
He's an onion, layers upon layers.
Boy, that goes, yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I don't need to peel away any other layers. Where's this book? I want to see this book.
I'm
going to look it up. I'll look it up.
Okay. Go look it up. Right. Good. Yeah. It's on there. Yeah.
Okay.
Green Bay's Other Quarterback. Yeah.
The title, a little hoity-toity. I'll be honest.
I was in front of Lambfield wearing my... I know. It's a little bit...
Okay. Is it about you?
Would I write a book about anything else?
Oh, boy. Quick break. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Air.
So Todd just found a picture of your book, Green Bay's Other Quarterback, The Mayor. That's a good-looking picture. What do you guys think?
Donald Driver.
How many years ago is this?
14.
No, it wasn't.
How many? Oh, yeah. What did I think? Yeah, I was thinking. Okay.
Donald Driver wrote the foreword.
Okay.
Well.
Anyway, we're not here to talk. We're talking about the Golden Apple Awards and Matt and the Chamber.
We're
and all
talking
these great
about
things.
Writing local books.
We were. We could do a whole... My youngest daughter is an editor in New York. She works for Grove Atlantic. And they don't take new books, but they have... And we'll get her on here, too. We'll talk about books someday, Johnny.
All right.
But not
sorry, Chris.
Can I
want to get back to the Golden Award. We only got 7 minutes, and I want to talk about this Golden Apple Awards. That's such a cool thing that you guys have put
and
together.
And let's give those people the recognition.
Who won? Can you tell us?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right,
let's hear. Absolutely. This is fresh information right off the press.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, this was announced yesterday. We went into the classrooms yesterday, and we went to go honor Shauna Fisher from Holy Family Catholic School, part of the Grace System, Corey Hansen from Parkview Middle School in Ishwaubenon, Amy Hoosterberg-Richards from Bayport High School in the Howard Squamical School District, Brianna Kehoe from Pulaski Community Middle School, Jason Krings from Southwest High School, Davianne Miller from Ishwaubenon High School, Dina Shiway from Beaumont Elementary in the Green Bay School Districts, and Scott Stromberger from Edison Middle School, and a wide variety of science, language arts, math, special education, just
awesome.
Wide
That's
array.
Great.
Congratulations to them all.
And everyone was like, just knocked off, they're just surprised. I mean, nobody, there's expectations. Teachers don't have a lot of recognition expectations. Would you?
Correct.
Unlike these sports guys.
Literally, and obviously, you guys don't have any moles.
Which is good.
Yeah, nothing got leaked.
Right. We'll find them out if we do. Yeah, it was genuine surprise, genuine, and of course, the humility. Big part of it. It's like, no, it is all about the kids.
Well, you don't go into teaching for the glamour, for the spotlight. So I'm glad you guys do provide that to them.
I think that's really cool that you do it in front of their students.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that just, instead of calling them or say, look, you know, you won, to really surprise them in front of the class. Because those kids are very proud of their teacher.
Absolutely. And that's the part where everyone's cheering. We got principals coming down with cupcakes for the class and all that. So, yeah, they're excited about the teacher. They're also excited about treats. So it's great. Yeah.
Right. So this event, this is coming up April 2nd at Oneida, right?
Correct.
And can people go to that, or is that a closed event?
Absolutely.
Okay, tell us about tickets and how we can help sponsor this.
Yeah, the tickets are going to be available. We're opening tickets now, I believe, next week. At the end of next week, we will have our tickets available on the Greater Green Bay Chamber website. People can come out. They can buy tables. If companies want to sponsor, we can do that as well. We usually have around 500 people that come out.
That's
for
great.
Tonight.
Yeah. And to get a table and just show your support as a company is a cool way to do it.
It is. It is. And it is the who's who. Everyone's there. All of our major companies come out for this. And so many teachers come out with their significant others, their principals, people that their mentors, all of that. And we place every table. We do a teacher of distinction with the table so that you can talk education and you can talk things on what's going on.
I don't want their kids to hear this, but I've been to a couple, and after the whole thing's over, they do a few shots once in a while.
Oh, really?
And they're friends. I just teachers. I'm just being
honest.
That was
the sports table. But I do want to say the reason the businesses are so engaged in this is, you know, that's the future of our community.
Absolutely.
You know, and these people are molding these kids. And
not only that, but what are we talking about? What do we want to be like with this radio show? We want to be like the way the Press Times is, the newspaper aspect of
just
it.
Just inform people.
Really local. I do that show on Channel 5, same type of thing. And Chris, you guys have embraced that so well. I mean, that's your niche, isn't it?
That's what we're all about.
That's what I mean.
Whole publishing company.
And this is a part of that by sponsoring something like this.
Yeah, it's a great fit.
And I think sometimes, I don't know, there's other stuff. And is it more important? I don't know. There's national, international news going on. And TV only has so much time, right? I mean, they got, 22 minutes to deliver. And things like this just don't get the recognition they deserve. And, you know, we're on for 3 hours every day, and we happen to find time for things that are really important to this community. Here, you know, here, Appleton, Oshkosh, I mean, it's a whole, you know, 41 corridor that we try to inform. But there's a lot of good stuff going on in this community, a lot. And this is another great one. I just really thank you for doing this. It's a lot of work. I'm sure it's a ton of work.
I'm always inspired by the educators here, and they just do a wonderful job of continuing to.
Who's your speaker? You've had some big-time speakers, I know. Do you have a speaker this year?
It's the recipients
event.
That are.
It's the recipients.
Okay, I thought you did an event where you also had a big-time speaker.
No, it's
the chamber does that. Yeah. You're thinking of the chamber. The chamber brings in, you know,
that's what I'm saying.
George Will and those guys. No. The speakers are the teachers.
I know, but I thought they had a speaker at this event.
They do videos too on each of the
recipients. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
really
awesome.
Well done.
Very cool.
Honestly, I thought Mino was just trying to get a gig out of this. To be honest with you, that's what
Here's
I thought was
card.
Going on.
Yeah. Here's my card.
Need a speaker. I'd be
April
happy
2nd,
to...
I'm free. Wow. I'm free that day. I can do that's a ticket.
Wow.
And we'll be highlighting each of the recipients coming up on the cover of the.
We'd love to talk to some. We'd love to get some of them on the show.
Yeah,
we're
going to get somebody on here.
Oh, that would be great. That'd we can definitely.
It's and what inspired us.
I'm sorry, what's your first name again? What is that?
Mackenzie's.
Every time one of your people here say something, they look at you first for confirmation.
So Mackenzie's in studio, didn't want to
come
on.
She's like the press secretary.
That's the work one.
No, she's the She's got all the answers. The communications director, they start going off the track. She's like, whoa.
Exactly.
Mackenzie's keeping a close eye on. That's cool. Well, again, thank you guys for coming in. Thank you for what you do. And we'd love to, can you do it real quick? Say the names one more time of the recipients.
Shauna Fisher, Corey Hansen, Amy Hoosterberg-Richards, Brianna Kehoe, Jason Krings, Davey Miller, Dina Shiway, and Scott Stromberger. Give big congratulations to all of
big
this
time.
Year's Golden Apple recipients.
Yeah. Thanks
for what you're doing.
Very nice. Congratulations to all of you.
Get your tickets where?
Get your tickets. Go to Greater Green Bay Chamber and check the website. And tickets will be available next week.
We're outstanding. There. Thank you,
Thanks
guys.
For doing this, you guys.
Chris, always fun having you. We'll talk books next time, okay?
Right. Sounds good.
All right. This crank over here won't do that. Quick break. Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.